doing tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Naomi, Pinky, and that guy over there, The Brain. Let's get into it. Okay, so today we're talking about the devious lick on TikTok. That guy over there, tell us more.
Oh, that guy over there, how's it? It's me, The Brain, co-host. Mm-hmm. You're with us here today, listening to us.
So when speak I about say the, tell us more, yeah, I didn't say go off on a tangent.
I don't think they knew who this other guy
but
was
I said the
exactly.
Brain.
But you could have been lying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I just set the record straight for doubters out there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
So we're going to be talking about a TikTok trend.
You know, TikTok must fall. Did you know the amount of trends we have cycled through? We have been through so many trends. Some of them cool. Some of them crazy. Like, remember the... remember the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, one of my
You know, people things. Almost died.
Yes, some people probably
almost
did.
Died. And they wouldn't just... Okay, so what the cinnamon challenge was, people would challenge themselves to eat like a spoonful of cinnamon, yeah. Which is crazy because like people almost coughed to death.
Yeah, some people... I'm sure some lives were lost because that was a really hectic challenge.
And then there was the crates challenge where people were doing Hood Olympics where they were... milk crates or beer bottle Stacked. Crates or just crates and they would stack them on top of each other and attempt to walk and break their bones and it was crazy and those two trends were banned.
Yeah.
Another trend that was banned is this devious lick.
The devious lick. You know, of all the TikTok trends, I find this is one of the funniest.
How is it? Please explain to the people what the devious lick trend
okay,
is.
Okay, so the devious lick, right, is basically a trend where, in layman's terms, people steal.
Basically.
They go around and they steal things and then they record a TikTok just say, hey, just scored a devious lick. Or my most devious lick. You know, a lick is just when you steal something pretty much. But what makes it funny is the stuff people steal. Because
No, it's really ridiculous because you have a bunch of school kids busy stealing like signs. They steal lockers. Like who steals a locker? They stealing rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah,
they stealing like random things.
Like one of the ones I've seen, I've seen quite a lot of these, is where they legit just go up to like a bathroom, be like a school bathroom, and you see them removing like the faucet, the taps and stuff, taking the sink, so the entire like sink basin. They just like take that, put it into a bag and leave. Some places they go and they take the so you know where you blow dry your hands and stuff.
No way.
They pull that thing out.
But and isn't that like connected to like electrical stuff?
I don't know, but what they can take, they do. For me, what makes it funny is how ridiculous it is.
It is ridiculous because you're literally going to upload this and everybody knows you're the one who stole it. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So if your school does decide to press charges, they know where to look.
It's for clout. At least you're TikTok famous now.
In jail. At least you're TikTok famous
in
jail.
That'll even make you even more TikTok famous.
And suspended from school. Then what?
Is
the fame going to be suspended from school?
Yes, because now you're
I don't
want
to be a successful, popular TikToker then. Because I don't think I want to go to jail. I also don't want to die. Because this crates challenge and the cinnamon challenge is asking for death.
Yeah, no, because I remember even beforehand, there was also the, ghost chili pepper challenge.
You know, us as humans, I don't know why we think we have a lack of entertainment in the world to try and do these things.
I know, because, you know, it's that kind of mentality whereby you don't want to be the spoil sport. You get what I'm saying? Once you're in it, you don't want to be the guy who wimped out. You don't want to be the person
that
wimped
out. Okay, so people are daring each other to do this.
Pretty much. And you see somebody do it, then you're like, oh, I also got to do it. I got to prove something.
You know what's the suckish part? You see somebody do it and then cool shop. But when you do it, it's like, You always, you get caught. You're the one who either gets caught, either gets a whooping from your parents.
Is this coming from some sort of experience?
No, it's not. It's not.
Have you been trying some devious licks?
I have not been trying any devious licks at all. Nor would I want to.
Because, you know, like, even some of the stuff people take, like, you just take them, you know, like those floor is wet signs.
Yes, like, why would you, what are you going to do with the cushion wet floor sign? A very big yellow sign in your house. And how are you going to tell your mom, oh, mom, you know, like, what are you going to even say?
You know, I've even seen this.
Like, there you are mopping in your house. Your mother walks in. There's this big yellow sign. You know, she'd be intrigued for the first 5 seconds. Then she takes out her belt. And then what?
You know, I've even seen one. It was like a two-part one. So part one is this guy walking into a public bathroom. And then there's like a whole like toilet basin. So it's like kind of loose.
No.
It's like I'm about to score my most devious lick yet.
No.
We're updating part two.
No. I hope part two never made it.
Probably did. He probably has like a whole toilet, a new toilet in his home right now. But yeah, it's so dumb. It's actually really so dumb. But it's sheer ridiculousness. It's sheer absurdity for me is what makes it funny.
Okay, so because of the amount of absurdity, right? Obviously, not obviously, but let me tell you that TikTok banned this trend, right? So they started like
How do you ban a trend on TikTok?
First of all, you put out a statement to say that us as TikTok, we are banning this type of content. And if you see, if you title your word, like your video with, you know, saying this is a devious lick or hashtag or whatever, they will take that content down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so because of that, now people obviously started taking this very seriously, and these students who were caught ended up getting very serious punishments, and you know, the cops were involved in that. So now what happened is now that they started a new trend called the angelic yield, where now you had a whole bunch of students, like, you know,
is that a real name? It's like a synonym.
No. It's actually completely the opposite.
Okay.
So now where they would steal toilet paper, they would record a video of themselves putting back toilet paper or like randomly giving tomato sauce to their school's kitchen. You know, just like stuff like that. Like it was called
so
the angelic yield.
Wholesome and stuff.
They're making it wholesome also to payback, you know, what they've stolen.
Because, you know, even in its bare bones, really, what it even is, the devious lick, was vandalism as well. Truly.
It is. And that is so scary because all in the name of entertainment and all in the name of fun.
As a joke.
What are we okay with?
Yeah.
What are we accepting as society?
Which I think, you know, I really do think, like, as society, we haven't really drawn a clear line between jokes, you know, and like
it's
at what point
prank,
we draw
bro.
A line
it's just a prank.
Exactly between it just being a joke, it just being something humorous or as a prank, because a lot of atrocious stuff has been done
it's
in
just
the name
a prank,
of a
bro.
Joke. Yeah,
person is dying, bleeding. Call the ambulance. It's just a prank. It's just
a prank. There's a story of this one kid in the U.S. when these pranks were like high time. So this was like 2016-ish, 2015, if not earlier, where like it's like high time for pranks on like YouTube and Vine and all. So he wanted to do this whole basically being robbed prank where you rock up to somebody, you know, with a mask and all that to pretend like you're going to be doing armed robbery. So he went on and did this, and then he got shot.
You see? But it's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
Because he wanted to do a prank.
But it's just a prank. In heaven.
So I think with humor, as people, we've yet to truly understand where to draw the line.
No, I feel like we all do know. We do know. We know where to draw the line. We just ignore the line.
I think the line is blurred.
We see the line very clearly.
Because look at dark
humor. And we close our eyes
and walk over. We accept dark humor. You know, dark humor is acceptable.
To who?
I think to everybody.
No, it's not.
We've laughed at. I think we've
laughed out of shock.
You still laugh. You find it humorous.
No, it's not humorous. It's like, oh my goodness, what?
No, I still think, because dark humor is a good example of the line is really blurred between what is a joke and
what's not
a joke. See,
with dark humor, you can at least say that, okay, you saw the line, right? And it's blurry, so you're not sure. But with the people, the devious, like, you see the line and you intentionally cross over
it. It was funny.
It's just a prank.
One thing I will admit, it's a messed up thing to
funny.
Do.
It was like,
but it was funny.
It was
but like, imagine just you rock up and you catch somebody trying to remove a sink. Like, you know, just like, what are you doing? Looks at you straight in the eye. I'm about to score a devious lick. How would you just not find that? Like, at least some giggle value.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah, at all.
Please do not do it.
No, don't do it.
I feel like there should be someone somewhere that filters through challenges.
So that's a big job.
It is a big job.
Who
but somebody needs to be that person for us.
I don't think any one person.
Because you know the amount of people that ended up in hospital because of the crates challenge.
Yes.
You see, that's crazy.
No, but the fact that you are not being forced, you yourself just thought, let me do, knowing the consequence, because you've seen people do this and get hurt.
Mm.
So it's this mob mentality also that people kind of have. Monkey see, monkey do as well. Not wanting to be left out.
Yeah.
Wanting to be popular in your group of friends. So it's a human problem, really.
True.
It's the nature of the human that's the problem.
Ish.
So since that's the problem, we're going to be having dangerous challenges till the end of time.
No, we will. And the thing is, they just keep getting crazier and crazier.
True. True.
And more dangerous.
Very true. We just keep upping
the ante. But at
the
end of the day, it's just a prank, bro. It's just
all jokes, man.
It's just
it's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games until you find yourself in heaven or hell. And then who's laughing
for
now?
For the lols.
The survivors are laughing. The survivors are laughing.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're crying because they're at the funeral. Bestan, what is wrong with you? You see, you and your dark jokes. Okay, we have come to the very end of this show. Moral of the story, we're not even going to vote because we know that this is just
wrong.
Don't do it. Don't do it for clout. Don't do it for popularity. Don't do it for the laughs, for the lols. Don't do it at all. That is the wisdom that me and Bestan have decided to give you.
To grace you with. You
know. Grace you with today.
What do they call it? An angelic what?
Yield.
It's an angelic yield.
An angelic yield that we decided to bring to you. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Kingdom DJs. Look, we in love with the invention. We don't love the inventor. On a quiet block, they puff the loud. It be smelling like it's Denver. And they hit you with the fake smile. I ain't talking dentures. Starbucks on the corner pushing bucks for that renter. Dipping in all black like I'm Venom. Keep it G, I'm not a star, but I'm raw like this denim. Them dope boys push the big body Jerome Bettis. I got Santa de your hexes from my exes, but I'm protected. You heard that man got shot for his necklace. That's a 187 up on 187. You know that uptown lifestyle reckless when they eating mango and fried cheese for your breakfast. Baby, how you gon' complete your life checklist? Spending every night watching Netflix. Time is so precious, gotta invest it where you spend it. If we prisoners to comfort, we judge our own sentence. Stop it up, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Look, alright, I wake up in that morning, get in that cafe collection. Don't y'all hold that asuka, my stomach been showing lately. Plus the crossover crazy, don't get caught out of sleeping. That's why they call me Allen Irishman when I ball at Cabrini. I'm done with switches. This right here, that new school vintage. I've been spending money, trying not to spend up all these minutes. And I ain't been present, man, look at what my gift is. Some push the white, cause they ain't had the privilege. Let's get it, ain't no other city like the one I'm in. I got that boost yellow in my cup again. Jim Carrey with this hair, I'm going dumb again. Me, myself, and I, the only thing I'm up against. New York, staying lit, rent high, paying it. La Marina, bottle water, date night, favorite. My bodega on the corner, I ain't even saying it. They already know my order, they just started making it. City make me feel this way. I've been all around the world, baby, but I'm here to stay.